what I wanted to do is include a lot of the humiliations as well as the great moments, so that it wouldn't read just like a puff piece about how great it was to travel the world in a band and how glamorous it was.
Dean Wareham's new book is a memoir of a different sort, choosing to reveal personal missteps and musical frustrations, all in the name of a lifelong romance with rock and roll. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Dean Wareham held the often disputed position of frontman in the band Galaxy 500, was the true frontman in Luna, and is currently half of the duo Dean and Britta. It's a path that brought him from hobbyist to indie rock icon, and now all the tales and trials along the way, both personal and musical, are told in his very frank memoir, Black Postcards, A Rock and Roll Romance. Not much is held back, from personal confessions about band tension and divorce to bizarre interactions with fans. And during a visit with FUV's Vin Scalza, Dean read a story of one incident where a fan staying in the same hotel got a little too close.
I tried to sneak out of the hotel the next morning without seeing her, getting up bright and early. But she was up even earlier, sitting in the lobby, writing in her journal. I walked quickly to the van. Let's go! She came running out of the lobby. We screeched out of the parking lot, with her chasing after us, waving, trying to tell us something very important. A few minutes later, we realized what she'd been trying to say. We were speeding down the highway with the back doors of the van wide open. I was hoping never to see her again, but she showed up repeatedly at Luna shows over the next year in Tokyo and Birmingham and London. In Sheffield, she gave me her diary and asked me to read it. Why are you writing all your songs to me? She asked. I couldn't read her diary. It was 80 pages in Japanese, broken only occasionally by a quote from one of my songs. I told her to see a psychiatrist, and she came back 6 months later. My psychiatrist says I have two minds. That's not good. I last saw her 2 years later in the lobby of the University of London Student Union, where we were playing. She slapped me in the face and demanded that I return her diary.
Why were you writing all those songs?
I see you coming down. Your life is flashing before you. I see you coming round. You're talking over and over. You know I tried to please you. You're under anesthesia. I see you waking up. Too bad there's nothing left over. I don't know what you mean. You're talking over and over. You know I tried to please you. You're under anesthesia.
We have to thank your dad, in a sense, for this book of yours. Because wasn't it your dad who urged you to keep a road diary?
Yes, he did. He said, you should be writing this down. He also said you should be taking photographs.
You didn't do the photographs, or did you?
I have some.
Yeah. But you
I have his photographs in the book, so.
You're very specific about so many of these dates that it couldn't be all from memory.
Oh, no, yeah. I was keeping journals extensively for the Galaxy 500 years. And with Luna, you know, I started blogging, not very often, but in the late 90s when the websites developed, I would put up tour diaries. I would write about what we were doing on tour. But what I was really doing on tour was often left out. And when I came to write the book, I got to put in some of the details that I had deemed not fit for public consumption.
At least that public consumption.
Yes. You know, writing is... Well, writing a memoir anyways is kind of, it's like therapy. You know, when you talk about the most painful moments in your life, you sit there and, you know, your tears start running down your eyes. And so it was the same with writing it down.
Sure. I don't wanna stay at your party. I don't wanna talk with your friends. I don't wanna go be a prisoner. I just wanna be your time.
going back to Dean Wareham's Galaxy 500 days and the song Tugboat. And Dean's book is called Black Postcards, A Rock and Roll Romance, published by Penguin Press. Check out more exclusive interviews online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.